Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, Nick Lachey joined the Bert Show on Friday after show here. And he's just like, how do you explain Nick Lachey? He's like, every dude's dude.
Yeah, I think you've described him as like the non-celebrity celebrity because he just doesn't come with that sort of arrogance or attitude. He just seems like the guy that you could sit down and watch some football with and chill out with.
He's a guy's guy.
He is.
Laid back, chill, doesn't get all hyped up into the celebrity world.
So first question we ask him is, I mean, if you go online, it sure seems like Nick Lachey's life is really all about partying. Party in Vegas, party in L.A., party in Cabo. But what is the dude doing as far as work go? Here's Nick Lachey.
Yeah, no, I party pretty much all day, every day.
Okay.
you did not disappoint Bird.
No, I haven't been to Cabo or Vegas, either one, in a long time. But no, today's obviously doing a bunch of press for this new website, Win It, that I'm a part of, and then later on we got a little birthday party. So
party, see, there it is.
Yeah,
party.
Birthday week, though. You know, my birthday was Monday, Vanessa's was Monday, so this is like birthday week.
That's kind of cool that you guys share the same day.
It is and it isn't, you know, because you kind of want to, you know, you want to be spoiled on your birthday, and then you realize you got to spoil somebody else on your birthday. So it's a double edged sword.
Do you have to one up each other with gifts?
You know, we kind of. What we do every year, as opposed to getting gifts for each other, is we actually take a birthday trip, usually somewhere warm and all that good stuff. But
Cabo or Vegas?
yeah, but it's a double birthday. You can write that one off. but this year we're not doing it. So,
you know, and as he is like a dude's dude, we ask him if he picks up hints from Vanessa on what kind of presents that she really wants. Because sometimes women will do that, and it'll go right past you, right?
Well, there's no shortage of present clues that they get dropped throughout the year. So, yeah, if you're not picking up on those, you're just not listening. But that's what I'm saying. In lieu of presents, we just take a trip together, and we, you know, share our birthday together, and that's our, you know, that's kind of our present to each other.
Right on. It's Nick Lachey hanging out with the Bert Show this morning.
You and Vanessa both seem so grounded and so normal, but with such the level of celebrity that both of you have, how do you maintain that?
I guess we try to check each other on that all the time, just, you know, not let us get ahead of ourselves, and, you know, it's, hopefully it's just a reflection of who we are as people. You know, this business is just a business, you know, that's all it is, and if you start to live it as a lifestyle, then I think that's where you get in trouble.
I think we all know in June you guys hit sort of a rocky patch right there. Like, what happened in the time that you guys were broken up that made you realize, okay, I got to get this girl back into my life?
I mean, I think it's perspective, like, you know, like for any other couple. You know, sometimes, you know, absence is what you need. You need to have that perspective that, you know what, this is an important person in my life, and I want to try and make it happen again. So I think we both got to that place where we realized that, you know, we missed each other and wanted to be in each other's lives, and, you know, that's how it goes.
Similar to how you felt about the Bert Show, which is why, after only 3 years, you've joined us again on the phone.
I was actually aching for the Bert Show, which is why I'm here.
Now, really what I heard him sort of say, or I wanted him to say, is that when he started dating, he realized that there wasn't anybody out there better than Vanessa. So I started to try to take him down that path.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I'm not at a place in my life where I'm anxious to go and date 1,000 girls and do all that. I feel like I've kind of been there before, and I'm more of a relationship person anyway. So, you know, it's just a you know, it's growing pains for a relationship, like you know, any other couple goes through. You realize what's important to you, and then you know you make it happen. So it wasn't about that at all. It wasn't about dating.
Is there marriage in the future anytime soon?
I'm sure at some point there will be. Yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely want to be married again. I want to have a family and kids and all that stuff. So, in the right timing, there will be all that good stuff.
On the scale of eagerness to get married, who is more eager, you or Vanessa?
Oh, I'd say it's a dead heat, Bert.
Oh, dude, you're not giving me anything. You're giving me nothing. So there's this rumor now that Jessica Simpson has contacted him for professional reasons. That
she's got that show, right?
Reality TV show, mm-hmm. And she really needs her next project to do well. So there's this rumor circulating around that she contacted Nick, because if Nick and Jessica are on the same show together, people are going to watch that.
Huge.
And I have to tell you, if you had asked me a similar question, my response would have been as deadpan as his.
I hadn't heard that rumor, and yeah, no, there's no truth in that at all.
There's been no connection, no call, no nothing, huh?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
You're good at this now, Nick. You're really good. Just not giving us anything now.
Doesn't sound like there's much to give
there's
in that
really
situation.
You make up something.
Well, I thought we were talking about winit.com. I thought that's why I was calling.
Well, let's talk about it. Yeah, what is this thing?
Have you guys been on the site yet?
I went a little bit yesterday and checked it out, but I didn't. I mean, it was just for a couple of seconds, and I didn't understand the low bid wins on something like this.
Yeah, it's as opposed to like a traditional auction site, like eBay. On this particular site, it's the lowest unique bid that wins. So you have to, you know, you basically, it's the whole reverse mentality. It's $1 per bid, and then at the end of the auction period, whoever has the lowest unique bid wins. So you get like iPods for, you know, 67 cents and stuff like that. It's crazy deals.
All right, so through all that, he's saying there's been no contact with Jessica whatsoever, mm-hmm. is really what he was saying. And then he went on to tell us a little bit about the charity angle on this new website he's working with.
We just kind of wanted to have a philanthropic side to the site when we set it up. So every month we're giving a portion of our proceeds to a different charity. The first month it was Feeding America, and then this month it's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So this is National Diabetes Month, and actually the 14th is National Diabetes Day, and so what we're trying to do is raise awareness for juvenile diabetes and also, you know, give some money back at the end of the month.
I would imagine you get approached with projects and entrepreneurial ventures and charities and music and television and reality television probably about 50 times a day. How do you select the ones that you're going to give more than 1 minute of your consideration to?
Well, in terms of the site, you know, the concept of the site was something I'd never really heard of before, and I thought it was really, you know, unique and could be something neat to get behind. And as far as what charities we go, Feeding America is something I've been involved with for about 3 years. I sit on their entertainment council. And the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation juvenile diabetes is really touched my life in a lot of ways. My uncle has lived his whole life with diabetes. My cousin, the same thing. One of my dear friends and co-founders of the site has juvenile diabetes. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, have to contend with it every day, and it just seemed like a really relevant cause to get behind this month.
So what I didn't realize until we started interviewing Nick was that he did an episode of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Melissa asked him about it, because it really is a no-win situation. If you're Nick Lachey, it's a no-win situation. If you win, you're supposed to, because you're Nick Lachey and you're an adult. And if you lose, you just lost to a fifth grader.
No, it's horribly intimidating. It's the worst thing, because these kids know it, and it's all the stuff that you think like you should know and you should remember after all these years, but you're standing up there and you have no idea. It's a pretty intimidating show to be on.
That show will make you feel stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one to watch.
It really is. I would never, ever in a million years, that's the one game show I would never go on.
No.
You can't win.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then there is, you know, Nick, are you ever going to hit the studio again? I mean, because at this point, let's be honest, Nick is probably more known for being in the tabloids and his relationships than he is his music at this point.
At this point, you're right.
So is he planning on hitting the studio anytime soon?
Yeah, no, my album's pretty much done. It's supposed to come out the beginning of next year. So I'm just in negotiations with Jive Records, as they say, to figure out the marketing plan for the album. But yeah, the album's done. I feel great about it and excited to get it out there.
cool, man. When it comes out, come by Atlanta and you can ache in studio with us, and we'd love to tell people about it, okay?
I would love to.
All right, Nick, and good luck with winit.com, too.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. See you next time you're in Atlanta.
Right. You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye. So that's Nick Lachey on the show. He really is just a dude's dude.
He's awesome.
Just
it's
a
really
dude's
cool.
Dude.
Here, Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.